Traffic is heavy, my phone says. That's... it's not really what I wanted to hear. But hey, we'll hit the streets. Get out of here. Start making our way. For bees? Bee pop? What? Well, it tastes like an OE, then. Can't be too bad. I don't know that I would want an Old English that had a more of a hoppy flavor, though. That sounds kind of gross, really. Yeah, Diablo 3, right? I think I still have it installed on my PS4. I would probably have to force it to patch, but I might do that. I don't know. Season 9, the whole season character thing doesn't sound like it's for me. I just want the numbers to keep going up. Starting a fresh character and, like, speed running for a season, basically, to be on some leaderboard. I would probably never do that. It's just not my thing. Thank you.
nigga, I'm too clean. Calling us, she can wait to see the sunrise before us.
Yo, can you give us some bars before you get out of here, though? That's all right.
All right, I got some.
Legendary shit right here. Turn your shit up. ARM, get that shit, get it, man.
Listen, I was in jail first time I learned life. That was where I seen grown men turn mice. I don't smoke Reggie Bush, it don't burn right. If everybody go left, I'ma turn right. That was me with them bricks on that turnpike. I had your girl eating wood like a termite. My mom praying that I turn right, but I was in a crack house where they burn pipes. When you get money, everybody turn nice. I'm the type to make a church girl turn dyke. No, I'm not no blood, I'm not Crip. I'm just a North Philly nigga with a long crib. I'ma drown with my niggas, I don't jump shit. Look, I ain't reached my goal, but I'm not far. I ain't selling them whole, but I got hard. What's the point of selling O's if it's not hard? Why you want his dick and you got yours? I don't understand niggas and they bitch ways. How you tell you was only booked 6 days? Mm. What about that little girl in the sixth grade? She got hit with 6 strays and she just prayed. The old lady got crazy, she just prayed. The little nigga killed the nigga.
Legendary!
I repent to Allah for my sick ways. Why kill that man? I just prayed. Why cheat on my wife if she better? Why I take the condom off and I just met her? Why a man kill himself if it get better? Where I'm from, homicides ain't shit, dog. I know niggas 16 with six, dog. Something like that. Keep that top of
them. OBH. Oh, hey, we appreciate you coming through.
Legendary.
Hey, shit, next, man.
Coming soon.
Okay.
Don't got the title of it. Not yet. See, coming soon. Me and Kevin Gates got a show out right now. Oh. How we do.
Let's get into that. Y'all know what it is. NNA Shade 45, dog. Oh, what's up, Philly? What's up? Let's get it.
Switch my swag, pants on same, pockets full of bands.
Hey, hold up.
Nah, bitch, don't go duck on me. How can I make the trip? Switch my swag, pants on same, pockets full of bands.
You are what you do, not what you say you'll do. I'm a shooter with a shooter. Snatching out the baby bottles. But I'm gonna have to do it.
Switch my swag, pants on same, pockets full of bands. I'm a shooter with a shooter, extension of the baby hoons. A lot of
I have not seen the new TNA logo, but that sounds great.
Last time breathing, it's simple words, just don't move me. You're minor, major, you're all up in die. I couldn't choose a better location when the slugs penetrate. You feel a burning sensation, getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you, son. They shook. These ain't no such things as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look, they shook. These ain't no such things as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. Living the life that is diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turned guns. Cowardly hearts and straight up shook ones. Shook ones. It ain't a cold sun. I'm not a player.
Queens, baby. Yep, that logo looks pretty bad. I miss probation, and I hate to brag. I know your man really wouldn't like the Beretta, but he hates the mag. And you hit go a blank check, rock yourself out. But in the meantime, girl, knock yourself out. Oh, you modern or modern?
Popping yourself, and my watch got so many rocks. When you look at the time, it's sort of like you watching yourself. Front if you want, I buff a few blunts and take a cruise in a Porsche with the trunk in the front. She had the jock over drawn sandals, told her hop in the cool blow her mind when she couldn't find the door handles. Attitude very high maintenance. Check this out, ma, I'm running out of my patience. Don't sleep with me and don't speak with me, and never talk bad about niggas that eat with me.
Yeah.
straight from the cellar. Varela. I'm bringing more hits like Lupinella.
Hey! He said. Very excited.
What? Hey, yo, what up? The crew bringing the ruckus. No doubt we's the roughest dream. They reign supreme like a cutlass. Yeah, you duck. You can't touch the flow. It's me, the nigga with G. The B, double O, K, S. So say yes, to bust your caliber when I pop shit. And rock shit like metallic. Stay through the heart, though. Snake fake niggas. Come all up in my face. Tell us I'm a take niggas. So honey, shake your fingers. And show me what you got. Blow the vibe. Got the flex for the real.
Wishes of caviar, dreams of penis hitting cream. With shells of fish tail from two for beams. I clean, living the life for rally, packing 50 galleys, rocking listen.
What?
With drunk dealing a dark alley, up in casinos, just me and
let's go, baby, move with the kids, why not? Marino with the
Falakinos, Nas, he runs the whole staff. We count math and steam bath, we've seen half of Billy Jackson out there on the Queens half. Three major players getting paid with final layers, and those that portray us on the block, we rock.
And I'm a dais!
Figures we use to shoot and talk it, soon as the darkest. Front on the drug army, party people up in the carpet.
Shut till Adidas, baby.
Looking straight for me in a Giorgio Armani. You want a homie in house? You got to come get through a whole army. The Sheila Rollers, Ronnie Bowler, Super Bowler, hole in that payola. Swinging a coke without the cola. Me and Black don't think that we might swing one. It ain't no shame in our game. We do our thing.
DJ Furious in the mix.
Everywhere we go, people know who we are.
Furious!
Guns from Italy, smoke trees considerably. Mid-state and grain and scenes is where all my niggas be. The ghetto misery, shootouts and liquor stores. A perpendicular, angle up in cloud war. Police searching up my Lexus over who's petrol. My tech blows straight off the roof and test show respect over. Door don't respect me, it got me handcuffed in rough life. I just be up nights, breathing with scuffed nights. For my beers, for my peoples under the stairs. These years I got their names in my swears. Driving twist out like it's my first child. Liquor shots, holiday style. Rockin' steel sweaters while I be down. 24 carats, counting cabbage like the Arabs. The marriage of me and the mic is just like magic. Elegant performance, bubble X full of Shermans. Guzzle again, the shooting, catching cases concurrent. It's Nas, 700 wives, King Solomon size. We on the rise, me and G, ghetto wise guys. The Luciano, Frankie A.O., Bugsy Siegel. Green papers with eagles from a trade that's illegal.
On to be able to play basketball. I'm the first hip hop boys to go in the NBA, and you know, but you have to work hard. People don't realize that it's a lot of hard work, and to be able to not benefit off the culture. A lot of people, I got into the technology, which is video games, which I feel like that's the new way to sell music, to make money off of music.
Go on.
Even though it's a lot of money, look, I'm the first hip hop, well, first minority to own a video game company to be able to put out that type of product. I mean, I tell people all the time.
What's the name of the company?
It's Get Money.
Okay.
Yeah, Get Money. Get Money. Because,
and it's games on that?
Yeah, video games. Real games, our competition is going to be Grand Theft Auto. Okay. Grand Theft Auto, one game, made $10 billion last year. You know, but to make a video game is $200 million to make it. So, you know, a lot of us are
up
not
front.
Yeah, we're not going to invest that type of money because we're afraid.
Right.
I went to pro athletes.
A lot of I'm not even having.
Yeah, well, you know, that was something I had to say. I'm doing this on my own. I'm doing this like I got into the music business because you look at the record stores are closing, but video game stores are opening. I spent so much money with my kids. I started on this project 6 years ago. And to be able to own this and do this.
Okay.
I mean, it's definitely a game changer for our culture. Because they making money off of our likeness. My thing is, this is the first video game that's going to give back to the community, educate the community, to go back, to put money. You know, why bigger than that? You know, we done did. Why not be in a multi-billion dollar business? I mean, and It's all about culture. Grand Theft Auto, think about it. Yep. Nobody from our culture own that.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah. We're not benefiting. So
and you
even
turn
if
on the
somebody
radio
in
the game and they listen to hip-hop.
And you listen to the music, yeah, you're not somebody from us owning that.
Right.
You know, but the people probably going to say, well, P, man, you know, the game is negative. You know, the game take place in New Orleans. You know, part of it negative, but part of it has a meaning and a message. Get money, it's churches. In the
but it can't be any negative. Any more negative than the other game or
okay.
Grand Theft Auto.
No, but you don't know the people who own it.
Right.
So you
right.
have nothing negative to say.
Exactly.
So right. since they know me, they're going
to... It's no different from you making a movie than Martin Scorsese making a movie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, plenty of
so
people have plenty of negative things to say about
Scarface,
the people that made
right.
Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Don't you worry, man.
When
Bobby like
came
woman.
Out,
absolutely.
They found out every negative yeah. thing right. to say, you know...
Which you were in so many facets, you know. How strong independents are and people pursuing other deals and, you know, you being really the first to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Coming into hip hop.
Yeah, well, you know, you can't be afraid to chase your dream and go after what you believe in. A lot of people get into it for money. I never got into it for money. I made money young. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't get into the whole hip hop business for money. I got into it because I loved it. It was my passion. I wanted to be the best. I wanted to tell my story. I wanted the world to know what New Orleans hip hop is all about and what Southern hip hop is all about.
Right.
And to be able to compete. Because when I was on the road with the Tupacs and all the other greats that was out there, like, you know, it was a whole East Coast and West
Absolutely.
Coast war
right.
at the time.
Right.
The Ghetto Boys had their thing going right. on. Luke Skywalker had his thing going on in Miami. But I feel like the world didn't look at, okay, we come from this.
100%.
Take us serious,
right.
but we control it and own it. And that was the first, I turned down $1 million from Jimmy Iovine. People don't know that. So my money was made from having a distribution deal, which was an 80-20
right.
deal. Well, I made 80% and the record company made 20%, but I needed $200,000 in the 1990s to put up marketing money. And how many of us gonna have $200,000 and say, I got to put this up for marketing money?
Those records were coming through Priority at the time?
Drew Priority. At that time, Priority had Jay-Z, they had NWA, they had Ice Cube, they had the Ghetto Boys.
This was when I first got to Atlanta. I remember when I first came down here, probably about 96.
Yeah.
And all the record people used to give us records. Matter of fact, I think Keenan used to give us all the Priority records at the time. So
yeah, guys told me I can't put out that many records a year, and I say why not? I own the company. I could do whatever I want to do. You know, they normally tell you back then you only can put one record out a year. I'm like, nah, man, I'm putting out 12 records. How you gonna do that? Because I own the company. And the thing about it is taking ownership and being independent. And being able to make that much money off a record, it really changed the game to where it opened up a lot of doors to teach this generation
Absolutely.
The financial literacy that a lot of people, there's a lot of 360 deals out here, man, to where
right.
guys come in, get that advance money, and they never make
For those
more
who don't
money.
Know what a 360 deal is.
Well, a 360 deal, they own everything that you have.
So whether you're doing your merchandise, whether
anything.
You're doing your touring, film, anything, the record company is 360, everything tied in.
You working for the record company.
Master P is here. You know, just recently, something that's been making a lot of waves is this new Solange album.
Yeah.
Shout out to Solange and everything. And you're actually on there two times.
Yeah.
You're talking
really?
About talk.
A couple of times. You know, I mean, I feel like Solange is a star. She's been underrated for a while, and I feel like this album is going to take her to the next level. And, you know, she asked me to come in and say a couple of words, and it turned into
right.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
Solange's been in the shadow of Beyonce a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And for her to keep chasing her dreams and doing her own thing, and now she's came out that shadow, I think it's a beautiful thing, man, that she stuck with what she believed in. Even through all the negative
right.
stuff with the social media, hey, she just kept on going.
Right.
And, you know, now she's definitely getting her chest.
It's
her time, and she's making, I tell people all the time, you're not in the music industry unless you have a hit record.
Right.
So she have hit records now, and I think the game about to change.
Two of the songs, The Glory Is In You, The Chosen Ones, and those are yourself as a self-made movement doing it independently.
Yeah.
How important is that?
That's the most important thing. You know, a lot of people call themselves a mogul, a boss. They say they come from the hood, you know, and they doing music. How could you come from the hood and doing music, call yourself a boss when somebody else putting your music up? I think that right there, you're telling on yourself. Like, nobody else has to tell on you. I mean, I come from the streets, grind, real hustle. You know, I got to put my own music out. I'm the boss. I paved the way for this. I'm not going to let nobody else get the big chunk of this if I hustle my whole life for this. And so, you know, being a real mogul, a real boss, you got to put in some real time. And if you're going to live like a boss, you should reap the benefits. You should get those blessings. You should have a nice house, a nice car. You know, you put the time in. And a boss wait for their money. Mm-hmm. Like, I've always, coming up, I made sure everybody got paid but me. Mm-hmm. It was times where I'm like, damn, man, I done wrote out all these shit. Where mine's at? But I knew mine's was coming eventually. And I think that's what entrepreneurs and real bosses, that's what they do. They make sacrifices and they don't give up. They don't give up on their dreams, their goals, their company. You know, those are the things that are going to make you successful. Getting out there, chasing them dreams and goals and doing what real bosses do. Be responsible. It's almost, if you got a kid, you got to be responsible. Mm-hmm. Even if the relationship don't work.
Absolutely.
You got to be on your game. Right. You know, so, I mean, that's what life is about. And I got a record right now that's heating up right now across the world on the streets. It's called Middle Finger, you know. And it's like, all the haters, like you say, it don't matter whether you... young or old, you still got it. You got
this record.
This record is
heating up,
going crazy right now.
Oh, yeah.
We got that. You want to get into that?
Yeah, let's get into it, man.
888-Shade45. You want to speak to P? Phone lines is open. Master P is here. Juggy, what's up, Juggy? Good looking.
I'm driving a car, but someone should really call in and ask about that video game.
I got chickens in my trap house. Trap house. Go for 30 when they tap out.
They tap out.
No residue, I can smell them. I got bad bitches watching, and I call them shooters. And I don't even give a fuck.
He doesn't even give a fuck.
I just made $1 million.
Oh, well.
My connect, I call them chapels.
Yeah, hold on. Okay, B. Okay, B. I hear you.
Dang.
Let's run it back, man.
Come on, man.
What are you talking about?
504, what's up, Louisiana? What's up? Hit us up on the phone lines. Master Beans here. Let's go.
I got chickens in my trap house.
Trap house.
Go for 30 when they tap out.
They tap out.
No residue. I can smell them. I got bad bitches watching and I call them shooters.
Shooters.
And I don't even give a fuck. Connected to the streets by the drug dealers.
Drug dealers.
My phone on speed dial for the plug.
For the plug.
Turn up in the club and show me love.
Show me love.
Turn up in the club with my thug niggas.
I like it when rap songs use money counting machines in sound effects in their raps.
Three troop niggas locked up in the pit. We gon' do it one more time for the streets. We gon' do it one more time for the streets. No limit, boys. We in this bitch. In the grind, don't stop till the whole click rich. Hey, I don't give a fuck. I got my money up. Money up. Play with us, bitch. You getting bloody up. Bloody up. Thank you.
call me Santa Claus.
Santa
you
Claus.
Think it's sweet round here? You get ate up. Keep playing with the boss and don't wake up.
Don't wake up.
Nigga wanna be Scarface, member Sosa. You seen the movie, bitch? Don't make me show you. I don't give a fuck. I got my money up.
Money up.
Prejudice.
I don't think this song's very good.
I'm sure you gotta catch your breath after that one.
Make it a deep one, because here's a back to back.
Before you hurt yourself, I'm doing my busy meeting.
Taking you back, Beha?
Hey, man, y'all know I'm a big fan of this thing, man.
Yeah, I mean,
is that new shit? That's that 2016 B right there, too, bro.
My nigga. He is here, phone lines going crazy. Let's go.
All you got to do is hit. You got the dope. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't shit changed.
Yeah.
You done whipped up this motherfucking dope, man. You don't break these niggas off, but I need to go out here on my business with some of these niggas, cause niggas out here rapping, shit I said, gasping, they don't realize, nigga, this is real life, this is reality, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, when you say something about a nigga, you better be ready to die for that shit, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, niggas out here wanna be me, niggas know the real fucking thing, man. I smell a motherfucking jealousy everywhere I go, niggas is whining.
I got to shout out Clark Atlanta University on that. What that shit used to do, oh my God. He's a tear the floor apart.
That was my era. Started a lot of fucking fights.
What?
In a lunchroom.
I just want to say a big shout out to all the college girls, man. I miss y'all.
I ain't gonna front.
That is the place.
No, man, let me tell you
listen,
something.
Listen, man,
I used to come to Atlanta. No Limit, for real. Man.
Shout out to Georgia State, Salmon,
all the people.
Morris
out
Brown,
here,
you know what I mean?
We was talking about that tank, that yeah. No Limit tank.
What?
Shout out to.
Remember that?
Shout out to all the could have been baby mamas in Atlanta.
Man,
I miss y'all.
A lot of terrorization going on, man. P is here. Now, P, I wanted to play that too. Interesting enough, because I wanted to ask you about it. Somebody, you know, who's been in the game for generations.
Yeah.
Like, there's this new, and this ain't the first time, yeah. But there's this new generational divide, a gap going on, and it seems like, you know, and youngsters like, you know, Lil Uzi and Lil Yachty and 21 Savage and, you know, from Chief Keef, it's this new generational gap where there's been where people are understanding, you know, the purists are having an issue when somebody like Uzi will go on an interview and say he doesn't want to rap on a premiere beat, or somebody like Yachty will say he doesn't know any Tupac and Biggie songs.
Yeah.
So, you know, you spoke on earlier just about, you know what I'm saying, with your place in the culture. Like, what do you think about this divide and generational gap when you hear things, you know, of the sort?
I just think that a lot of this stuff is ahead of their time. I really like this generation.
Of course
because they like Outkast. They doing whatever they want to do, and it's different. So if you don't get it, people
they make trash.
Right.
So did you.
So
congratulations.
This is not for everybody to get. But if they created a lane where they could make revenue for them and their family, man, big shout out to them, because it's hard to build a fan base as a new artist.
Absolutely.
So to actually go out there and build a fan base, yeah. Like I mean, to be honest with you, think about it. Even Southern hip hop. You know, it was all about East Coast and West Coast at one time. You
right,
know, it
right,
was
right.
Like they looked at us like, right. Man, what's wrong with them?
Right.
Like, what is that? What right. Is they saying? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, at one time, people didn't understand what Gucci Man was saying.
Right.
Let's be honest.
Real shit.
It didn't end up turning to be some of the biggest music in the world.
Real shit.
You know, even Young Jeezy, people didn't know, like, you think, God, yeah, my mama house. You know, like, people didn't get that in the East Coast
right.
And the West Coast at first. You know, but they was able to relate because they kept chasing their dreams and goals. So I feel like for the youngsters, man, y'all keep doing what y'all doing. And it's not about the older people getting it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's about you being unique and chasing your dreams and goals. And hopefully once you spark that plug, everybody else gonna get it. But you can't be disrespectful.
Right.
You gotta go do your history and know who these people are if you don't want people to give you flack.
Right.
That's like playing basketball, not knowing right. Who Dr. J is. And Magic Johnson and Larry Bird,
right.
You know, Michael Jordan. You know, it ain't just LeBron and Steph Curry because you see them right now.
Real,
they got to stop
real.
And respect the people that
real
came
shit.
Before them. And real I think, you know, this generation just, they got to get off of their high horse.
It's a two-way street.
It is. Like,
I feel what you're saying.
If you want that
absolutely.
To come together,
right.
You got to go back and do your history.
You got to respect
like, I started knowing the people that came before me.
It's no basketball player that would say, I don't know who Michael Jordan is.
Or Allen Iverson.
Right. Yeah, they're not going
to. You know, you're not supposed to do that. Like, if you don't know, you need to go back and research with the social media and say, okay, oh, that was the greatest.
Right.
You know, like, man, this is the reason I'm here.
Uh-huh.
These guys paved the way for me. But I love this generation, man, because I feel like, you know, during our time, people probably didn't expect us to survive and last as long. And to still be relevant and people know about us. But I think this generation's got to stop and do their homework.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to study the people that came before you.
Real
you
shit.
Know, like right now, we out here fighting for police brutality. We're losing a lot of blacks in the streets. But Martin Luther King was fighting for us before all
right.
this. So if I say I don't know who Martin Luther King is, like, why am I out here fighting for police brutality or civil rights? You know, like, if I don't know the man who did it, by itself. So, you know, you gotta know your history. I just think you can't think about I'm hot right now, forget about the people that came before me. You know, because you just can't do that.
Master B, speaking about was, you know, you brought up police brutality.
Yeah.
Talk about, like, you know, and like, what's it like being in the year 2016 and us seeing this at a more increasing rate? And it's not because it's new, it's because it's just more outlets for us to visualize them from social media and from,
well,
you know, just the way
we're getting information and going into this election year of how crucial.
Well, I think we could see it now with the phones and that's technology.
100%.
It's been going on for our time, but nobody could see it.
Right.
So you're not like shocked by it because you didn't see the police beat up a black man 20 years ago. You couldn't picture it.
We only had Rodney King.
You know what I'm saying? Instance, and we went crazy after that.
Right.
Think about it, because when we seen that, we were like, oh, it's time to riot. But now it hurt us more because we could actually see the brutality. My thing is, it's good cops and it's bad cops. It's good people and it's bad people. I feel like we killing more of our own, too, at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to fix ourselves first,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I also think when the police kill one of us, they should go to jail just like if we killed one of us. We guilty till proven innocent.
Right.
You know, they innocent till proven guilty. And that's crazy. You know, so that's what I feel about it. I feel like they shouldn't get a paid vacation if they kill an innocent black man in the middle of the streets. Especially we got video footage of it, then they should go on a trial like they would do any of us.
And my personal opinion, the reason why a lot of them are getting off over and over is because they're being tried locally.
Yeah.
So they're being tried by the local prosecutors who... Families going to have dinners with, they know, you know, they're...
Well, you know what? You know what the problem is?
It's not going to a national...
So think about this. We got football players, Kavanaugh people, protesting and not kneeling for the national anthem. But we're not hurting nothing
right.
what they think. Because think about our biggest problem is to make a change, we got to start owning stuff in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So if we owned a bunch of houses and owned a bunch of businesses in those communities, if they gun down one of us, they got to come see us, the leaders of the community. Right now, they're not seeing our skin tone
mm-hmm.
running the community where it's going to make a difference. So we might fight, we might get on social media, we might protest.
But they see one of us running the country.
Exactly. Yeah, they see one of us running the country. But think about it, it's still a big world that we in. Like this, these things that happen regionally.
Right.
The president can't stop and take
right.
them on, everything that happened. But if we was running our financing,
mm-hmm.
the finance in the community, and the properties and the land in the community, then they got to talk to us. But they don't have to talk to us because all we doing is renting. And they own it. Think about it.
Ownership.
So that pebble we throwing at the window, they not even feeling it.
888 Shane 45. Master P is here. I want to go to the phone lines. Pete, speak about a little bit about, you know, your relationship with the Bay Area, you know, early on in your career.
Man, the Bay Area taught me my hustle game. You know what I'm saying? I moved from New Orleans to Richmond, California, and I was able to hustle in Oakland and San Francisco. I mean, St. Charles taught me the game, E-40 on.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, St. Charles was a black man that was on his grind. He was working with E-40 and them. Then when they signed with Jive, I kind of like got under him and just like, man, really learned the game from St. Charles,
uh-huh.
man, and took it and ran with it. And, you know, when I got back home, got back to New Orleans, I mean, you'll see it in my movie, man, King of the South,
okay.
Ice Cream Man.
Oh, yeah, that was coming.
That's coming, man.
Yeah, that question was coming. Yeah, so.
straight out of Compton, man.
Yeah,
shout out to the Tupac movie.
Right.
It's time for a southern real movie, man.
Have you seen the Pac movie yet?
I seen pieces of.
Okay.
Yeah,
Benny Boone was in here like about 2 weeks ago. We was talking about the movie and everything.
Yeah, Benny Boone, man. Shout out to Benny Boone doing big things, man. Coming from the video world,
right?
And being able to cover one of the biggest pieces of
absolutely.
History. Man, with Tupac.
I was excited when he told me the movie was like 2 hours and 40 minutes. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean? We get the whole thing. And then, you know, it's so deep because your connection. I mean, speak about you and Pac. And
I used to be on that bus wilding out. I don't think Benny Boone got that on tour. Me and C used to be wilding out.
He probably had to call you and get notes on that.
Yeah. We were wild, man. You know, I remember being out there on the road, man, and like that's what I'm telling y'all, chase y'all dreams.
Right.
I had one fan, man. I was the opening act for Tupac. And I come out when the lights come on, man, and you know, the fans looking at me like,
that's
man,
crazy.
Like it was
that's
like
crazy.
Being at the Apollo, being on the road with Tupac. Like, I'm already country with gold teeth. So the fans like, man, what is that? I'm like, man, singing my song, they just looking. I finally got one dude in the audience, drunk or whatever, man. He was sweating, bouncing.
Remember where this was?
I was in Cincinnati.
Okay, and it was Bout About It?
Bout About It. I had one fan, man. That boy was going hard. Bounce. I told my brother, man, I got one. He said, well, I got a fan, man. I got one. I'm going to turn this into millions. Look, I told that boy, I'm going to turn this into millions, man. I walked off the stage like 20,000 people, man, in the arena and gave that boy a T-shirt. And that boy said, boy, I love you. I said, boy, I got me one right now. I feel it. I'm going to make it. See?
Classic.
And it was like,
real shit, though.
You can't be afraid to show this generation that, guess what? Everybody's not going to like you. They was coming to see Tupac. I was just the opening act. But I turned that into selling 75 million records because I believed in it was no limit to what I was doing. I believed in my music. And I believed in my dream.
And I definitely said no limit.
Okay.
Yourself, you help keep Pac's spirit in the game. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You help keep Pac's, you know, what he
believed in. This man was the greatest, man. Like lyrically, go in the studio and just put together and tell a story and do what, I mean, like, I haven't seen anybody do that. You know, I'm talking about make hundreds of songs. And that was my motivation. Like, it really made me get on my game. Like, man, you got to get on your game, though. You got to make records, you know? And like, you know, this generation be trying to make one or two songs and think they made it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they was making hundreds of records, you know, in a week. So, you know, it's like, man, stop chasing the money and chase the dream. The money gonna come.
You also, you know, speaking of N.W.A., speaking of Tupac,
yeah,
straight out of Compton.
I finally got one dude in the audience, drunk or whatever, man. He was sweating, bouncing.
You remember where this was?
What the fuck just happened?
Cincinnati.
Okay, and it was Bout About It?
Bout About It. I had one fan, man. That boy was going hard. Bounce. I told my brother, man, I got one. He said, well, I got a fan, man. I got one. I'm going to turn this into millions. Look, I told that boy, I'm going to turn this into millions, man. I walked off the stage like 20,000 people, man, in the arena and gave that boy a T-shirt. And that boy said, boy, I love you. I said, boy, I got me one right now. I feel this. I'm going to make it, see?
Well, fuck. That's going to be all fucked up. I'm not going to listen to any more of that. I don't even know why I listened to as much of it as I did. Grabbed me with fucking video game talk. Oh man.
Four days, right? What the? Right. I don't really give a yeah, what's up? What's good? What? Fuck you mean? What's the problem? I think y'all niggas need to pay attention to what I'm doing right now. Like, give me your undivided attention and shit. Right now, we popping off officially live from the headquarters, nigga. It's Busta Rhymes, General of the Conglomerate. Fuck is good, man. DJ Primo. Live from the fucking headquarters. Yeah, I'ma over-pronunciate this shit. Because I think you niggas need to understand certain niggas probably riding around like they done finished smoking a fifth dub sack of that kush, and they ain't got no brain no more that's functioning logically. So niggas need to be, you know, we gotta reiterate shit sometime, man. Busta Rhymes, DJ Primo, live from the motherfucking headquarters. It is what it is. Have a good evening. Uno.
One, I'm chilling with DJ Premier live at the headquarters. Yo, Primo, stop holding back and hit these dudes once and for all.
Jesus Christ, meat is nice. I'm about to eat it. Believe that I won't leave a slice. I'm too hungry, no munchies. I'm talking four course. After we feasting, I'll be trying to leave some holes. Jesus Christ, speed is night. Jesus Christ, speed is nice. Jesus Christ, speed is nice. I'm about to eat it. Believe that I won't leave a slice. I'm too hungry. No munchies. I'm talking. Jesus. Jesus Christ, speed is nice. Jesus Christ, speed is nice. Jesus Christ, speed is nice. I'm not Jesus Christ.
Ask me, girl, I know the streets well.
It turned big into right. What they.
So you don't have any regrets?
Oh, no, no, yeah. no regrets, man. All money ain't good money.
Right.
I tell people that all the time, man. It ain't just about taking the money. It's like, but certain things probably wouldn't work if it's with certain other things. So the reason why Snoop worked for us, because we was a fan of Snoop back then. Like, I was a fan of Snoop. So I had a time when I blew up, get my money right, I could sign him. Why not? I'm a fan of his. I watched his work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I watched what him and Tupac did. You know, and I'm like, man, who gonna pass that up? You know, so.
I don't think it's fair to say that. I don't know if anybody has touched visually and artistically the culture in the way that you did and with Pen and Pixel. And, yeah. You know, now it's almost like a resurgence. I don't know if you got some stake in it, but the shirts, I see the youngsters wearing the shirts and everything. It's back out here. But did you know what you was doing at the time when you was, you know, putting your covers out and
so touching
culture?
At the time, I called Pen and Pixel. They was begging me to do album covers for me.
Okay.
And I said, I gotta have something different.
Who are these guys?
Two white guys from Houston. That's who they are. They like.
That's a valid question. I never knew. I never seen them.
Two white guys from Houston that did art back then. Like, so look, they called me and like, man, we gotta do your album cover. I'm like, man, look. The next person I let do my album cover has gotta be something different.
Uh-huh.
You say, what you mean different? I said, okay, I'm going to show you different. I got a diamond Rolex watch on. I say, so my company is No Limit. I needed to light up on the album covers. I want you to take my watch and make it my album cover, the words and everything. I need you to bling it out. He like, oh, I could do that. I don't really think they could do it. Kind of like pushed them to where it was like, they got in and it was like, they start doing it. So back then, when you start making stuff look exactly like the diamonds and all that stuff,
It just stood out, man. You walk in the store, it stood out. It worked. And that was just me saying I wanted to ice out my album cover. And that's where the whole blank thing come from.
Killed that.
And then I started saying, I want colors. Instead of regular CDs, I want to use colors, the greens, the orange, the blue, you know, just to be different.
Killed that.
So you got to imagine back in the days, by me owning a record store in Richmond, this is what I got from Richmond, California, too, my independent drive. So I owned a record store. People don't realize I actually used to sell Tupac,
right.
NWA, everybody's music on consignment in my store. So what I was watching from the Ghetto Boys to NWA, all the album covers was black. It was dark. Go look back in the days. Like, so when you walk in the store, you barely could see it. And I say, by me owning a store, I say, now I want to light it up. When a fan walk in, I don't want them to have to search.
Shit glow in the dark.
See what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't want them to have to search and look for my
real shit.
You know, my CDs and cassettes.
Pay attention, y'all. You're teaching y'all some marketing out here.
So, and that's what people start saying, man, you're a marketing genius. I wanted to light it up when you walk in the store. And that's basically what we did. It was like, we don't want to make these dark covers no more. We want to make these covers shine. We want to make them glow. We want to make it glow in the dark. We want to make it have that little 3D effect. That was back then. So,
what came first, the No Limit tank or the Rockefeller R chain?
I think the No Limit tank probably came. So let me tell you how the tank thing came.
I'm talking about jewelry. I'm talking about the pieces.
So let me tell you how the tank thing came.
That would be fair to say that was the first.
Yeah, my grandfather was in World War II. You're going to see this in the masterpiece, the biopic.
Which is coming.
Yes, the masterpiece biopic, yes. A whole hour on Pen and Pixel album covers. See if Pen and Pixel is still around and get them to do some of the show art for our show pages. All right, have a good weekend, everybody. See ya.